Okay, we'll start. Good evening. Welcome. How does someone gain most from a schmooze? Going over the Marim Makomos or application? Both. Meaning politician. Schmooze is ultimately for numerous reasons. Part of what the yeshiva is trying to train is to develop the pedagogy and the ability to say a schmooze. That's not so you can get credit in saying a schmooze, but the concept of a schmooze is that it's the Torah teaching you how to behave, the Torah giving you guidance in life, and the ability to access a shmooze and to understand, to see a chazal, and to see it correctly, and say the right pshat. And it is a way that there's no codified Mishnah Berurah on many different behaviors aside from the pure Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. There's Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, but a lot of life-related issues revolve around knowing the Das HaTorah. And the Das HaTorah is not some divine inspiration you get when you feel you're religious, but it's knowing Torah. That's the Rosh Hashanah, that's how I used to say. That's the main source of Das Torah, is seeing what the Torah says about it. And a shmooze enables a person to be able to access, and to many times we heard from the Rosh Hashanah that he decided to do something because that's what the Ramban says in Shmos. That's a Mefarish Halacha. That's the concept of what the Shmuz is trying to accomplish, trying to understand what a Chazal say and to have insight and try to extrapolate from it an understanding of the Torah. Ultimately, it's good to apply shmuzin. The hashkafa that the Rosh Hashiva always did was never to actually make applications during a shmooze, right? Sometimes when you're a high school rabbi, you feel you have to. But the basic concept was not to make an application. And the reason why is because if you make an application, then it limits your understanding of the concept. Then if you tell someone a concept and you talk about what a parent is, and they brought you into the world, and Hakaras HaTov, and it's the basis of all Yiddishkeit, and without Hakaras HaTov, there's no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what makes the world go round. And therefore, when your mother says, take out the garbage, take it out. So what did you learn? That when your mother says, take out the garbage, take it out. Thank you. You forgot the whole yisod. You forgot the whole concept. You lost the whole basis. So applications are mitzamtzem. You're supposed to understand the principles, understand the yisodos, and a thinking person who has perspective on life will figure out how to make the application. So you want to not limit it. That's why applications aren't done in a official forum. But additionally, aside from learning the skills, the idea of, the Chafetz Chaim brings, it's I think a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Naso that Chafetz Chaim quotes, which Rabbi Yisrael talks about it, the hashpa of Limud HaTorah has a tremendous impact on a person. And aside from the general concept about learning Torah makes a person more spiritual and more holy, but when you learn Torah about a specific issue, that itself is a certain hashpa of being more careful in that issue. If you have any challenge in a certain area and you're a person you know, is not having kavana and shmoneh esrei at all, and just sitting and learning the halachas and going through what do you have to have kavana for, what is the kavana supposed to be, and the reading the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, that has an impact on a person, becomes more in his kishkes, and therefore impacts the person. If you Chavetz Chaim talks about learning Hilchos Geneva, Hilchos Gezel. If you want to be Zohar in Halacha, if you want to be master of those things, learning the Halachas have an impact. So similarly, a lot of learning Musar is that, but the idea of a Shmuz too, when you work on it and you hack it and you analyze it and you try to understand it, so the process itself puts those principles and those you sew those into our kishkas. Okay, next. What? Yeah, you could make your own applications, but if you're not going to use it halacha l'maisa, then the idea of Torah is almanas lasos. You know, the idea is to make it, but when the shmuz giver is the one who makes the application, then you end up walking away with less. But if what you're getting is the concept and the Havana and the Yesodos, and a result of that, you're making an application, you're a big boy. Okay, you made the application, so that's perfectly fine. You have to figure out when to do it. Okay. What are you guys talking about shidduchim for? I guess. That's the only thing I know about. I guess. Okay, so, is there truth to the saying? I never knew there was such a saying, but this is cute. Is there truth to the saying, and then there's quotation marks, if a person doesn't go through the full Chafetz Chaim system, then they haven't made it. Unquote. Right? First of all, although I only went to high school, never went to college, there's a contradiction in this sentence. If a person, then it's not they, it's he. Okay, but anyway. But what a ridiculous statement. There is a crazy thing in my life. Where in the world does it say full Chafetz Chaim system? They haven't made it. I don't know what that means. Life is about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and maximizing a person's kochos. And every person has their own set of challenges, has their own situation. And to say that there's some abstract necessity of going through the Chafetz Chaim system in order to make it is one of the most absurd things I've ever heard in my life. But I've heard a lot of absurd things, only one of them. So the whole idea of a Chafetz Chaim system is, so what's the system business? We created a monster. It's a program to help people for whom it is positive and good to develop into Tamid HaChamim, develop into Balei Musar, and to try to maximize the kochos. But every situation is different, every person is different, and everybody has to sincerely ask themselves, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? My job in life is to be an Oved Hashem, and I have another Chiddush. Even if you go through the Chafetz Chaim system, you haven't made it. Made what? It's over. You get smicha, you go straight to Gan Eden. Until you go home and you scream at your wife. What is going on? Life is full of challenges and nisyonos and pressures and tensions. And we have to grow as over the Hashem. There's a whole gamut of living like a Yid and growing like a Yid. And by the yeshiva is trying to offer a mahalach that helps develop a person into developing principles and understanding and immersing himself in Torah. And those are all very wonderful, wonderful things. But a person has only every person has to maximize his kochos. Everybody has different potentials, and not everybody's the same, and everybody has, each person has their own challenges, and what the unified thing that a person's supposed to be is genuine and sincere and try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best way he can. As a general rule, a person should not consider leaving yeshiva before being in Beis Medrash for blank years. As a general rule, a person should not consider leaving yeshiva before being in Beis Medrash for... There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that if you're 5 years by Torah and you ain't a roa siman bracha, then it's an indication it's not for you. So I guess the number can't be less than 5. The only question is these days whether you need like 20 or 30 to equal 5 in the old days. Again, that's also a ridiculous point, though. I guess you're saying it's a general rule, so that means obviously there are exceptions. But every person is different. You can't say a again, yeshiva is a laboratory for growth and to develop and to being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is developing and is positive, but if a person is finding it negative and it's a negative experience, you couldn't tell a person that... that, you know, if he's not feeling any seatbook and he's not feeling any accomplishment, that he shouldn't consider leaving yeshiva. You have to know yourself. You have to discuss with Rabbeim, discuss with yourself. So it's very hard to give any rules. But a person has to be, it's very important in life to be feeling accomplished and feeling happy. There's such a thing that your machshava goal, not every medical student goes through medical school and says, I can't wait for the next biology class. There's such a thing as, but I want to be a doctor, and this is the way to be a doctor, and I'm going to be very happy when I'm a doctor, and I'm going to have to take a little no-dose to become a doctor, and it's not easy, but I'm very mashed of the goal, and I'm willing to be mature and to go through the little stresses in life. But if the guy's there and says, I never wanted to be a doctor, my mother made me a doctor, I don't want to be a doctor, please. Don't go to him. it has to be coming because a person realizes that it's good for me. Being good for a person doesn't mean that every moment you're in euphoria and you're down. My life is hard. Yeshiva is hard. Everything is hard. I think you leave yeshiva, it gets easy. Life is difficult. That's the story of life. It's all an avoda and difficulty and stresses, and that's what it's all about. But a person should be, realize that this is good for me. A lot of times you can make conscious decisions that it's good for me and I think I'm growing and I think I'm developing. Then a person shouldn't run away. But if he feels farbissen and negative, so then what are you doing? You're just creating a greater negativity, and there's not much that's being gained. In general, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that even when you do mitzvahs, then if a person, the Gemara in Kedushin says, if you're toa al rishonos, if you have charata over those mitzvahs, then you lose the zchus of the mitzvahs. Right? You do a lot of mitzvahs, and you say, I can't believe I did that. I'm so stupid. I wish I never did those things. I should have stayed at work. I took up all the time to help that Mossad and this, and then they patched me in the face. They didn't make me president. And this, I have such charata. So all this chusim of all those wonderful mitzvahs that the guy did go out the window. Matter of fact, there's a famous kasha. Rabbi Hanan asked the Chavetz Chaim, a famous kasha. He says that it doesn't fit with the Maseiros Yesharim. Maseiros Yesharim says that tshuva is a chiddush. He says special chesed Hashem, when you have charata of the averus that you did, then it erases it. So the Rebbe Chanan asked the Chavetz Chaim, but the Gemara Kedushin says it works with mitzvahs too. That's not a chesed. So it must be, it doesn't make sense. I have charata, so it makes sense. So why doesn't... So Rebbe Chanan's own teretz is that when it comes to an Aveira, the Chiddush is that even the negative impact it had on the person, the negativity to the neshama can get erased. Not only a din in the zchuyos, not only the Averas, but even the spiritual impact that happened due to that through the process of tshuva can get erased. But when it comes to a mitzvah, the positive aliyah that a person has from the experience maybe still sticks with them, just the schar, it says you lose. But whatever it is, it's very important for a person to be happy, right? The most important thing is Ivduas Hashem, but Simcha is also important. Ivduas Hashem b'Simcha, and a person has to have a feeling of positivity towards that. And okay, here we go. If I have a taina on a Rebbe, what should I do about it? It really bothers me. Should probably ask it in a vod and hope he's here. Okay. Yeah, okay. Doesn't say what it is. I can't go any further. Yeah. So, normally, in general, in life, let's leave out the word Rebbe for a moment. If I have a taina on a person, it could be a brother, it could be a mother, it could be a father, it could be a spouse, it could be a friend, it could be a chavrusa. What should I do about it? So there's this thing that's called communication, talking. It happens to be a big problem in this generation. We always talk, we end on Hol in the Yeshiva, always talk about the fact, we're inundated with shilas about, you know, dropping my chavrusa, just not working, I've been trying, it didn't work. So he says, so what does your chavrusa say? I never talked to him. I'm supposed to tell him that it bothers me that he doesn't come on time or he's stepping on my toe. It's so unhealthy. You have to learn how to communicate in a healthy fashion and talk to people. There's nothing wrong with you come over and says, I've been holding this all the time, I have a tight in you. Okay, that's not a mensch. You say, Rebbe, is it possible you had a few moments, maybe we could speak? Can I share with you something personal? Sure, Bobola. He was nice. Maybe I shouldn't have such a tiny. You talk to him and communicate. It's such a necessary skill. Rebbe is one example, but you got to learn how to do this in life, guys. You're asking for a lot of tzaras. Okay, you have to learn how to be open, how to be communicative, how to be able to express something. And there's ways to express things in nice, benchlicha, normal, healthy fashions. And those that have done that feel a whole different feeling. It takes such a burden off their heart. And this thing they're carrying around, the bark is always louder than the bite. And it's such a terrible thing. And then a lot of times, you discuss it and you're open. And the person says, I really feel bad. And I really didn't mean to say that. And perhaps I meant something else. And I appreciate you making more sensitive to that. That's a lot of times what happens when there's good, healthy communication. But if we don't talk about it, so the basic answer is we have to learn to communicate in a healthy way, even to a Rebbe. Salkadaita Chamina, a Rebbe can't make a mistake, and it's a chutzpah, right? So Kamash Malon, this guy says he definitely made a mistake. So I'm not sure you think he made a mistake. So go over and talk to him, and then communicate with him. What?
It's like very awkward to tell
Rebbe. That's true. That's exact. It's even awkward to talk to your chavrusa. That itself, overcoming that awkwardness in a healthy fashion, is a very, very important skill in life. You have to learn how to... Taka, we are shy by nature and talking about things that... You know, I always give an example. You know, it happens once in a while. You know, I walk into yeshiva there and like 11:30 says, Rebbe, you know, your collar is up. Oh, I said, thank you so much. Just one question. why did 270 people not say anything in the last 4 hours? Ah, well, uncomfortable. Ah, thanks, I appreciate it. They let me walk around like a fool. Ah, good friend. Thanks a lot. I know you're very sorry and being careful. Ah, you're just wimpy. Ah, you can't be comfortable. Be a mensch. Talk to someone. Right? They think it bothered me. The guy told me my collar was up. I say, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Right? Those kind of things, we're just afraid. We build mountains in our mind. We go, oh, terrible. How can I do that? It's uncomfortable. You know, like sometimes you have a... I had once, I was in a shul, and I go to Chapman's Lake in the summer. We have a lot of people in Chapman's Lake. So once I'm friends with Rabbi Sholem Spitz, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of Shaare Torah, in Queens. So he once came over to me at Dali. He says, can you do me a favor? He says, can you maybe tell that guy that his tefillin aren't straight? I said, Sholem, I'll be glad to do it. Why don't you do it? He says, I did it once. The guy screamed at me. I've been burnt. It's just hard for me to do it. But I happen to notice it all the time, and it's very hard for me to go over to people, so please do it. Okay, but most of the time when you go over to people, they don't burn you. Most people are nice, and they're appreciative, and you have to learn how to communicate. Okay. So many guys want to talk about dating. I'm getting nervous. That we did already. Only Chafetz Chaim. We have so many question and answer sessions. There's some. Then there's more sessions than there are questions to ask. Okay, how can I think of questions? Okay. That's a cute one. It seems that to become a real Talmud Chacham, you need to develop the discipline to learn even when you don't have a cheshek, and even bein hasadarim and bein hazmanim. But Rabbeim also caution against pushing yourself too hard and getting tense. Does Rebbe have any etzos or gedarim to figure out when to push and when not to? That's a good question. That's definitely a tremendous challenge. You know, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal used to always quote, I think it's from the Chafetz Chaim, you know, we say at the davening, say in the Mariv, Haser Satan Milfaneinu Macharenu. We ask Hashem, we should remove the Satan from in front of us and from in back of us. So the way the Rosh Hashiva used to say it over, Satan in front of us, I understand. He's in front of you. He's showing you things, trying to entice you. So it makes sense that a Satan's in front of you. What does it mean, a Satan me'acharenu? Why don't I just get rid of my rearview mirror? What in the world is Satan in back of me doing? So the answer is the Satan in the back of you is pushing you. Go more. Okay, he's going to burn you out. Right? So there is a very tough balance in life of how to balance those things. I think, Rabbi Harris, the Rosh Hashiva, I think I've heard him say just a certain mashal. He said, it's one thing you have siddurim in the yeshiva, and if you feel the program is for you and you've signed up for that, so there's a certain level of responsibility that you have to feel that you got to man up, so to speak, and push yourself. And just like if you took a job and, you work from 9 to 5 and then can mosey in at 10:30 and take an hour and a half break in the middle and tell them you're leaving at 3:20 today, you probably won't be able to come back the next day. Okay, so like a certain in the belt, you accept a certain job, you have a certain achrayas, so if you don't like the job, so quit. Get yourself another job. But there is a certain achrayas a person's supposed to feel. But when it comes to learning outside of siddurim, I think the line Rabbi Harris says is, if you feel learning extra is like eating afikoman, don't do it. Okay. Right? Remember that afikoman feeling? What? Another one? Why are you giving me sex commands? You know that feeling? Okay, so that's not the feeling you're supposed to have when you're learning extra at all. And even if you feel that too much even during Seder, then it needs to be discussed. Okay, but the idea, learning be'etzem is supposed to be a certain level of enjoyment. You know, the human beings have a natural curiosity. They like to understand things. They like to have havana in something. A typical human being forgetting the holiness of Torah, just like a good riddle. And oh boy, how many marbles? How many times? Oh, that sounds challenging. I got it! Okay, you know, I figured it out. Oh, that's great. And a crossword puzzle and a Sudoku. Oh, all these things, those are challenging stuff. And when you're using your brain and trying to figure out what's the kasha, what's the teretz, and trying to get some clarity, there's a tremendous beauty that comes when you break through. And there should be a feeling, and what we're striving for is not like overcoming all the stress and then just pushing myself like I'm some yeshiva shakar trying to make it with a lot of luggage in it. Ah, you know, but there should be a feeling of some level, Ashreinu Matov Chokeinu, I know I'm Gavaleinu, that I'm enjoying, it's the right thing. Doesn't mean that the process isn't hard, it doesn't mean it's not strenuous, but it's something that you get a sibuka, you get a feeling of accomplishment, you get a feeling of doing the right thing, and a feeling of positivity, and eventually, when you're able to get something clear, there's a very intellectual geschmack of, wow, that's so beautiful. So we should surely be trying to develop that positivity and the certain level of ga'avas ha-Torah and gishmak in the Torah is something that we should be developing. And obviously, you sometimes have to overcome. You're tired and it's hard. And, you know, like I sometimes go on these drives, you know, and like the last half hour, like after it's too late for anyone to talk to me on the phone, and I'm all by myself there, and like, so driving on the Belt Parkway and hoping to stay up, and then what's a choice? I'll pull over and I'll go to sleep for an hour, and then my wife will really be nervous. You know, like, so you try to push yourself. Come on, you got to do it. You know, I start singing, slapping myself. drinking coffee, pouring water in your bag. Come on. You do it. Okay, you know, so there is some, that person has an ability to you know, in a good basketball game, if you push yourself a little bit to make it to the end. But it has to be that you enjoy basketball. It has to be that there's such a thing as learning how to push yourself and to make effort and do things that are not so easy. But at the same time, you have to be master of what you're doing and appreciate what you're doing. And if overly doing it is creating a lot of negativity, I'm not sure if it's a long-term investment. In general, the way human beings are is that when they experience a lot of negativity about something, there becomes a certain negative association. And then it's hard in life to, you know, you deal often many, many times with the kids who... you know, guy has difficulty davening when he's 21 years old. Why does he have difficulty davening? Memories of being screamed at by the Rebbe or his father saying, put your finger on the place! different things like that, which are certain negative experiences in life that becomes a certain association. So every time he opens up a sitter, he can be 25 years old. The stress starts. All those memories come back, you know. I remember once I was a bit nauseous and I ate an apple and after I finished the whole apple, the nausea came to fruition and the apple came out and it didn't fall far from the tree. But it took me many, many months to eat another apple. Because that feeling of the throwing up and the association, that was apple-related. It was very not scientific. Probably the apple did not cause the nausea, but it was a certain level of association with that, and it became very, very hard to eat an apple again, right? It says it's delicious, but I can't believe it. So that's the mensch. That's the way we're wired. If you create for yourself negative associations, it's not going to be helpful long term. And the idea of the formative years in yeshiva, it should be continuing even after in yeshiva. It should be a lifelong pressure and connection with Torah and appreciation of Torah and the beauty of Torah. And you don't want it to be a Musar B'Spilos of creating negativity so that eventually I'll make sure never to open a safer again. Okay, that is not very healthy. That's similar. How should a guy in yeshiva respond to family members who are not on board with the idea of him becoming a Marbitz Torah, which he wants to be? Bitzad, they're concerned for him making a parnasa, so they think things like you need a plan for making a parnasa in yeshiva. What about if they are simply not machshav being a rabbi, and they are machshav getting a real profession? Right. So the first thing I think is that, it's important for a person first to realize that very often you could have dear, close family members who have, opinions about that, and they are doing it out of care, out of love. It doesn't mean they're misnageh to Torah. It doesn't mean they're bad people. They taka care for you, and they love you, and there are certain practical factors that sometimes real professions do make more money than some chinuch jobs. It's a reality, and they're just wanting to make sure. So first thing is just to not make them into the villain and an evil person. They could be very well-meaning and very caring, and they're just interested in your well-being. Firstly, I think it's important to, a person has to make a mature decision. It is important for people when dealing with life decisions. It has to be built on a real knowledge and maturity. And, sometimes, and especially in a yeshiva where there's a lot of pressure about doing a specific thing, it could sort of cause a person just to go on a conveyor belt and say, that's the thing to do. Did you really think about it? No, my rabbi never told me to think. So parents and family members sometimes are just want to make sure that, did you think? Thinking is a good thing. You can't overthink, but you got to think. Lamaisa, if a person really feels that, again, it's important in life, the person choosing to be a Marbitz Torah, it has to be that he feels besimcha wanting to be a Marbitz Torah. There is something that he gets out of it. Not that it's afikoman. Not that I never like kids, really. I don't know. They say it's a big mitzvah. Not the kids you're teaching. you have to love it. It has to be meaningful to you. It has to be a feeling of, my father, Baruch Hashem, had a very nice business, and my brothers or I could have definitely gotten involved in the business, and Baruch Hashem could have been sitting there selling socks in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and making better panasas than we make. And I don't think any of us ever considered like a mesiras nefesh. Just how can you compare a life of spending time teaching Torah and learning Torah and having talmidim with socks? It's just like, not like I'm a serious nevesh. It's just like, how can you compare it? When a person's choosing, you have to see the beauty. It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing, such an opportunity. And it's true in the veld too. It's not only for Abatzos Torah. You can have people who are artistic tendency, right? So a person says, how come you not become an accountant? Because I hate numbers. But it makes a good panasa. Who cares? what are you going to do? That's a good kasha. So really what they want to do is go to Central Park and make a painting and hope someone buys it. But it's very hard to make money that way. So they become graphic artists and hope for the best. Whatever they do. But there's a certain thing. A person has to choose something in life that's not contrary and has to be in sync with what they're choosing. Lemaisa, anyone who cares for you and anyone who loves you, the main thing they want you to be happy. If they honestly felt that you're going to be the happiest, although maybe the parnasa will be less, and although they may not be able to say, my son the doctor, my son the lawyer, but if lemaisa they thought that you're going to be besimcha, you're going to be happy, and that's the thing that's going to make you happy. Every parent wants their children to be happy. Who doesn't want their children to be happy? So the best argument back is, you're right, and I hear what you're saying, but lemaisa, I'm going to be happier this way. And then for me, in the total picture, I'm going to be more besimcha, and I want to do this. I know that you love me, and I know you care for me, and I know you mean the best, but at the same time, and you have to realize sometimes they just don't have the same chashivas. A lot of people don't have the same background. They weren't trained what it means to learn a word of Torah, to be exposed to Torah, to know the whole Havan of Das Torah. If they don't have that background, so they're like dealing in a different world. And we're not judging them. And you just know that they'll come up to Shemayim and they'll thank the lucky stars they didn't listen to them. they may not know yet. Don't let them suffer just because of their amaratzis. They mean well and they really want what's good for you. And if you happen to know that this is much better it's better for them too. You have to realize ultimately when they come to Olam HaEmes, they'll really be shepik nachas. So you have to get the long term perspective. Don't always, if you really care for someone, you can't be short sighted. A little child says, I want to stay out for recess the whole day. Oh, stupid writing and reading, who needs it? It's a good smarter. Okay, but you're a kid. And lemaisa, you'll be a lot happier 20 years if you know how to write and read, trust me. How do you know? By then you won't have to, probably. Okay, but... Hello, sorry. So you have to realize that sometimes people they're making decisions based upon a lack of knowledge. If they knew what Torah is, the Kalach HaTorah, the Zchus HaTorah, they themselves would feel differently, and therefore you're not judging them. But at the same time, you can be mechazik yourself. You're doing what's good for them. If I speak Lashon Hara, which the Chafetz Chaim equates to eating pig, and have never kept Shabbos without being over at least one malacha, that's a new chumra. Okay, am I still an Orthodox Jew? Reminds me of the Rosh Yeshiva used to say over a story of someone came to his father, to David Leibowitz, and said, Rebbe, I'm so worried. Rosh Hashanah is coming and I don't feel anything. I'm not doing tshuva, I don't feel anything, and Rosh Hashanah is around the corner. So David said, if you don't feel anything, why are you coming to me? the fact that you're coming shows you do feel something, right? So any guy who's like tittering over the fact that he considers speaking Lashon Hara, eating pig, and thinks he's over one malacha. I don't know why you're over malachas, by the way. I think you're a little too neurotic. But of course he's an Orthodox Jew. An Orthodox Jew is someone who believes in the... Ikrei Amuna, and you believe what's right. Just because You know, just because a person does aves, and tzadik parats, asher yasa tov lo yechta. People do things wrong. We have to try to do tshuva. That's inherent in the human condition. But to be an Orthodox Jew is you have to be a proud member of the Ani Mamins. You have to believe in Torah and Shulchan Aruch and believe that it's what is right. When you kofar and you say, oh, nice, but I hold differently, that's kfira. But if a person realizes whatever it says, and Dalit Chukah Shulchan Aruch, whatever das Torah is the right thing, except I'm a human being and the Yetzirah gets the best of me and sometimes I do things wrong, welcome to the human race. Only four people in the history of the world. There were Meis Be'ito Shel Nachash. And everybody else did something wrong. And that's the story of life. That's not, that doesn't make, that would be very unorthodox thinking to think that that would make someone not a frum person. Okay, the frum guy is dependent on and being makabel, what's right, and being a sincere. And you know, I'll just end with... I think they say a mashal in the name of Rabbi Israel, there's some lashon in the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva talks about there's a difference between if someone does averas every once in a while or someone does averas consistently, does a certain avera consistently. He says there's a contradiction in the psukim, what you should do first, whether you should do azivas achet first or have charata first. So the lashon of the Shari Tshuva there seems to indicate that the beginning, if a person is going on the wrong path, the beginning of tshuva is turning yourself onto the right path. So I think, and that's already considered that you've started tshuva. So I think they say in the name of Yisrael, let's imagine a person was going somewhere and he's traveling hundreds of miles and he realizes, I'm going in the wrong direction. Huh? I can't believe where I've been going. And he says, south? Supposed to go north. Okay. And then he finally sees the next exit and he makes a U-turn. And now he's already on the right path. So Rousseau says he's many, many miles away still. He's already made the turn and he's on the right path. He's geared in the right direction. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. We should have the Siyata Deshmaya to be Matzliach and to... I once heard Rabbi Reisman say in a tape that the... He was once going to a levaya. He put his GPS on, and he put the cemetery in, and then he's pulling up the cemetery. He says, "You have reached your destination." Anyway, that was just a joke. But anyway, so as Hashem, we should be gearing in the right direction, and it's Hashem, we should all reach our right destination of Avodas Hashem, closest to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to feel the Simchas HaTorah, the schus to be in a yeshiva, such a beautiful yeshiva. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, have a very good day.